This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you're ready with Facebook Live? All right, here we go. Welcome back to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. We are live from Buffalo Bills training camp, St. John Fisher College. Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia, our next guest, Buffalo Bills tight end Tommy Sweeney. Tommy, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Right off the practice field, Tommy, appreciate your time here today. Tommy, tell us how camp's been going for you so far.
It's been going well. We're about just over a week in here now. I think today was our seventh practice. Practice has been good. Everybody's really competing really well. The team's really coming together. Couple of injuries around, but for the most part everything's been pretty well.
Well, Tommy, talk about those injuries. How are you feeling? Another long practice today. You've got a scrimmage tomorrow, and we know what's going on at the position. You feeling all right?
Yeah. Can't complain. Just trying to take whatever reps I get and do the most of them, learn as much as I can, get as much better as I can every day.
Out of Boston College, played in high school in Jersey, but you've got family in the area. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so my family goes back here a long time. When they got off a boat from Ireland, however many hundred years ago that was, they went to Auburn. And so I've had a family in Auburn and on Lake Owasco for, years now. And still got a good contingent up there. And, I've been going there pretty much every summer of my life up there in the Finger Lakes.
Yeah, so then they up here for you? Auburn is what, an hour away, if that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a bunch came yesterday. It was great to see him there, here. It was awesome.
I love seeing it. Bills tight end Tommy Sweeney, our guest here in the Sports Bar. With Danger and Battaglia, tell us a little bit about your path to the NFL. You had a nice college career at BC. Describe that whole pre-draft process, getting selected by the Bills, everything that has led you to where we are here today.
Yeah. Went to BC, loved it, loved every second. Redshirted, played 4 years there. Trained, went to the combine, Senior Bowl, all that stuff. It was a really cool process. It was kind of a lot. Draft day, third day, Bills selected me, and I have family here. It's not too far from me in New Jersey. It's close to Boston, too. So, staying in the Northeast, couldn't be happier. It's a great, coaching staff, great, family that owns it. It's just awesome. You're best fans in the world and all that.
Is that fun or is it stressful? Where on the spectrum is that for you on the Saturday of the draft, just waiting to hear your name called?
Yeah, it's as stressful as it can possibly be. Until it happens, then it's fun. You know what I mean? Because you're waiting around. You're seeing who's getting picked, and you're just kind of sitting around just waiting. And you finally get that call, and then it's all, worth it, and you're just ready to go, for me, get out here West New York and just get ready for the season.
Buffalo Bills tight end Tommy Sweeney, fresh off the practice field, joining us in the Country Suite hot seat, brought to you by Country Suite and Triple O. How tight have you become with the rest of the Bills rookie class, and have you been able to cultivate any relationships with that whole group?
Yeah. Our class, I think, has done a really good job coming together. Between the 6 weeks, between rookie minicamp OTAs, mini camp and then coming in here to camp, I think we've had a really good crew, a lot of good guys, I came with Dawson, another tight end, we've got pretty close on the offense and stuff like that, and all the other guys have been just a really good group of guys, and everybody's, coming together, really wants to play and contribute and help the team win.
Your head coach, Sean McDermott, has preached the most important ability is availability, so your availability, talk about the opportunity right now that you're getting really practice with the ones here.
Yeah, you never want to see anybody go down, but, all you can do is just keep your body right, be ready to go whenever your number's called, and when it's called, go out there and, put your best foot forward.
And, Tommy, we've seen you out there a lot with Lee Smith. Have you learned anything from the veteran? His prior experience at Buffalo has to be helping you out as well.
Oh, he's the best. He's the definition of a wily vet, and he's just done a terrific job at what he's been doing for the last, nine years. And, he's just given us nuggets and all these different things, how to do things this way, how to do things that way. And he's like an extra coach. We have a great tight end coach, Coach Boris, and he's just in there helping. So it's like two coaches. And he gives, the younger perspective and just watching him, the way he carries himself, talking about really being a real pro he is. And he's been great.
You're catching balls from Josh Allen. That ball comes in hot. Are you practicing more with the jugs machine? Have you had, how has that been whole experience, getting up to speed with Josh here?
Yeah, he throws a great ball. you know, he puts a lot of touch on it sometimes. You know, he's just a good quarterback, and, you know, he knows when to throw hard and when not to. And so, you know, it's just my job, however hard it may be, you know, get extra jugs or something like that and go catch the ball.
What are your impressions of Josh as a leader so far? This, I mean, year two, we've seen a more mature Josh Allen off the field. I'm curious as to your impressions of him on the field.
You know, I mean, I'm a rookie, so I'm just coming in and, you know, not saying anything. But it seems like he does a great job. He's, you know, he's in control and he's out there. He knows what he's doing, knows what everybody's doing, and he carries himself really well.
Tommy Sweeney, rookie for the Buffalo Bills, but certainly seeing some key practice time here, our guest here in the sports bar. There is a starter on this team out of Boston College, Matt Milano. What's your relationship with him, and, you know, has he taken you under his wing? How's that all gone?
Yeah. So I played with Matt for 3 years in college. He's a great guy. He comes from a great family. You know, hung out with him a lot in college, and, you know, he's been here, and he's been great. He's, you know, when I first, you know, got find out about Buffalo, you know, I was texting him, finding out, you know, a little thing, you know. What do you do, this, that, the other. And he's been great with that. And, you know, he's a great guy. And obviously he's been a terrific player here and just keeps getting better and as a leader and as a player. So, yeah, he kind of has. And, you know, it's great just having a guy that you know, there's such a great group of guys here. But it's, you know, good to have a guy that you know to come in and to, you know, and be like, you know, ask like little questions, you know, on the side. And he knows the answer.
Yeah, it's interesting. You saw him and played with him in college. Now 3 years later, he's an NFL pro. You're coming into the league. How much have you seen him change from his time at BC to where he is now with the Bills?
I think he's always just had such a great work ethic, and he's always been so focused. It's just kind of, he's continued that upward trending, you know, whatever, path, what have you. And, you know, he's gotten bigger, he's gotten stronger, he's gotten faster, he's gotten smarter, and you just kind of see how he's become like a vet over time. But he's always been a really smart player. He's always been really good with his body, always really good off the field and stuff like that. So, you know, I think it's just kind of a trend we knew was going to continue to happen.
Tommy, here in Rochester, this is predominantly a Buffalo Bills town, as you've come to learn. But where your family out in the Finger Lakes there, I mean, in Central New York, it's a little more divided. You have some Giant fans, you have some Jet fans, you have some Buffalo Bills fans. Tell us, like, what your family, who did they cheer for? And I would assume they've all, if it was somebody else, they've all converted here.
Yeah, being from New Jersey, I lived about 15 minutes away from Giants Stadium growing up. So I was a Giants fan growing up, for the most, and, you know, the Auburn, and it kind of moved down to New Rochelle, kind of the, you know, the New York metropolitan area. So it kind of has been Giants fans, but now it's all Buffalo.
Tommy, tomorrow night the team has a scrimmage newer afield. How excited are you, not just for the scrimmage, but just maybe to change up the routine a little bit based on everything that's gone on so far at camp here?
Yeah, it'll be good. You know, it's St. John's Fisher's been so great and everything. You know, the campus is beautiful, the field, the facilities, everything's great. But it'll be good. I've actually never practiced or played on that in the stadium, so it'll be good to get down there and, like you said, change it up, but also get ready to be, you know, on home turf.
Do the veterans, hazing is a dirty word, but is there anything like that? Do you have to carry pads?
Yeah, I haven't seen you carrying any pads. Yeah. I haven't seen any of the rookies really carry. I mean, is that a thing of the past? That doesn't happen anymore, does
Pretty
it, Tommy?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we just have a great group of guys. They're not trying to really put anybody through anything, you know, especially within the tight end room. You know, obviously Lee, Tyler Croft, you know, great guys. And so, but yeah, no.
But if they ask you to sing at a meeting or something like that, you're going to have to,
pay
right?
your dues, you know, to some extent.
Yeah. It means you're accepted, right?
Exactly.
Part of the team.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing you on the field, not just at scrimmage tomorrow night, through the course of the preseason and through the regular season as well. Bills tight end Tommy Sweeney joining us here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia in the Country Suite hot seat, brought to you by Country Suite and Triple O. Tommy, this has been a blast. Appreciate you coming in and joining us for a few minutes. Stay healthy.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.